You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The New England Patriots are looking to secure home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. They got the Jets, who need a win themselves. If the season ended now, the Jets wouldn't be in the playoffs, but they're very much still alive here in this one. What do you make of this one, Gil? As we stand, the Patriots 20-33, the Jets 29-20, and the Jets with three start are available at 20-21. What's your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, again, we'll start with the playoff picture. As you mentioned, Patriots, Mark, they've got a first-round bye already. One more win either this week or next week, they've got the number one seed in the AFC. So they really do have something to play for, and I would argue that the Patriots will be very, very focused on this game because they would like nothing more than to be able to sit all of their starters in week 17. If they win this game, they secure the number one seed and then literally have nothing to play for in week 17. So I think the Patriots will be highly motivated here. The Jets, as you mentioned, right now, if the playoffs were to start, they are the team on the outside looking in because they currently lose the tiebreaker to the Chiefs based on conference record and the Steelers based on a record versus common opponents. That's if the playoffs were to start now. So even theoretically, if the Jets were to win out and go 11-5, they could miss the playoffs if all three of those teams, along with the Chiefs and Steelers, are tied at the end. The Jets would still be out. But the Jets could get in all kinds of other ways. If the Broncos lose another game, for instance, and the Chiefs win out, KC would win the AFC West, and then the Jets and Broncos, if they finish tied, the Jets would hold the tiebreaker for the sixth seed based on conference record. So there's all kinds of ways where the Jets can still get in. So they're obviously hugely motivated on their side, basically for their lives, for their playoff lives in a game like this. And they are three-point home dogs, which historically is a great side to bet on, three-point home dogs. But I'll tell you, man, it's Bill Belichick and it's Tom Brady in a game, again, that they would like nothing more than to win so that they can just take not only their bye week off in the playoffs, but the week before, next week, ostensibly week 17 of the NFL season. Basically, after this game, it would mean three entire weeks before they played another meaningful game. And what a rest that would be for a team that has just been decimated by injuries this season.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? I mean, the Jets come into in seemingly good form, but you look at their wins against Miami, Giants, Tennessee and Dallas, you'd be disappointed if they'd have lost one of those, really, wouldn't you? This is a big test for them, isn't it? And do or die, do you think, for the Jets this weekend? If they don't get it done, is that them done?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's fair. You make a great point, though. You know, the reason why they're in those tiebreaker issues is because of just what you said. That's sort of the English way of saying it, which is they haven't beaten anybody of note like these other playoff teams have, at least as consistently. The one thing that I will say for the Jets, though, one mark for the Jets here, is that in addition to the fact that they will be highly motivated to play here, is that they typically play the Patriots very, very well. Earlier this year, we saw that when the Patriots beat the Jets by a touchdown, but really it was neck and neck until the fourth quarter before Tom Brady did his thing and the Patriots won it 30-23. But even during the Rex Ryan years of the Jets, Jets always managed to get up for the Patriots, always managed, even in the Patriots' best years, to give them a run for their money. So by no means do I think this will be a cakewalk for the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots are overcoming so many injuries, as I mentioned, and now the latest injury in the backfield to LeGarrette Blount. The Patriots were using out of the backfield players that literally 95% of American football fans had no idea who these guys were. And so they've gone ahead and they've picked up Steven Jackson, an NFL veteran running back who has rushed for 11,000-plus yards, has played for nothing but really bad teams throughout most of his career. In fact, 7,000 of those 11,000 yards roughly have been accrued while playing in a losing football game. He is thrilled. He's got to be thrilled based on that to be playing now all of a sudden for the New England Patriots as their starting running back. Off the street, they picked him up. So he's thrilled to be there. I think the Patriots will use him liberally this weekend, and I think he will be a big reason in the end why the Patriots are able to get this win, and I think the cover in the process.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.